is a three-committee impeachment investigation of President Biden. You pressured Speaker McCarthy to finally give in, because he didn't want one. I'm not going to get into the details as to why. He didn't want one. And he's obviously hearing from you, dear voter, dear patriot, dear citizen. And he came back to town after a seven-week recess. And the first announcement he did was he finally did what I've been telling him to do. Since February, I think, I said all these investigative committees should be escalated and elevated to impeachment inquiries and impeachment committees. And he did just that. So there is a three-committee impeachment investigation of President Biden. It is the House Oversight Committee, run by James Comer, the Judiciary Committee, run by Jim Jordan, and the House Ways and Means Committee, run by Congressman Smith. I forget his first name. So there are three committees now in moving on impeachment on President Biden. The first hearing is going to be on September 28th, so next week. And they can't move fast enough, right? This can't be hearings, world without end, amen. We've got to get this done quickly. And it's only part of the accountability that needs to be pursued over this Biden corruption. And that's why I talk about also defunding, criminal referrals. I dare say it, you know, given what Garland's been doing, expand the impeachment to include people like Garland or other officials who were involved in this conspiracy to obstruct justice with Joe to protect him from the consequences of his evident illegal racketeering operation he's been running probably since he's a public official, but certainly beginning in the Biden in the Obama White House, and that continues to this day. So there are all sorts of things that need to be done. They need to be done quickly. And you know, only now, for instance, are they talking about directly subpoenaing Hunter's documents. I mean, he should be questioned under oath immediately. I saw Zelensky was here in Washington, D.C., making his speeches, asking for more money. And I'm going to stay away from that debate for now. But I tell you what, the impeachment committee should have questioned him about Burisma and Biden corruption, right? Hunter and Joe are alleged to have gotten, there's an FBI document showing that there's a source saying this, at least $10 million in bribes from Burisma in order to help protect Burisma from corruption investigations. What does Zelensky know about that? I mean, if it's true, certainly that would be a crisis for our country, right? So this is the sort of, you know, this is what I encourage you to do. Congratulations, we got the impeachment inquiry. Now what's next, right? And that's why we can never stop. And I appreciate that the Congress is now doing impeachment, following Judicial Watch's lead, but we're not going to stop our work. We've got 10 plus maybe a dozen lawsuits, at least a dozen lawsuits, probably many more than that, depending on how you define them, on Biden corruption. Many more FOIAs going out. Congress is still getting railroaded. We're pursuing documents separately through the FOIA process. I was talking to members of Congress and communicating with members of Congress this week, and to a person they highlighted that how much they love Judicial Watch because we get documents Congress can't get. So we're going to keep on doing that, impeachment or not. So that's where we stand. Let's stop funding the corruption, people. Get on the horn, call your members of Congress. All that we were talking about with Trump being targeted with a gag order to shut down his campaign by the Biden administration that they filed with a friendly judge, all of that can be turned off by Congress next week. Call them and encourage them to move quickly on impeachment. You know what to do. We've got this wonderful right to petition our government still. They haven't stopped it completely, right? Exercise it. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.